Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We're dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Heeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpieper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
Cattle futures today were pressed lower. We were $1.70 to $2 lower in the feeder cattle as September became the front month today. Closed at 140.10, down $1.70. And live cattle were under pressure as well, down $2.45 in the August at 110.02. That closed on its low. There was some technical factors that came into play today as the market filled some gaps that were below the market before. We filled them and did not bounce, and so some people think that that is a negative sign. The feeder cattle filled their gaps in most months, everything but the September, and were below the moving averages. Of course, the feeder cattle have not touched their lows from June and July, but we're getting pretty close to those lows. And if they make new lows, well, that open the door for even lower prices. Now, live cattle haven't touched their lows either, but they're pretty close as well. Now, box beef at midday was lower, down 63 on choice at 199.73, so we're back below the $200 level. Select down 17 at 194.03. Feeder cattle index 147.29, down 44. And there is some talk of some 112 and a half cash trade up north, 115 earlier this week. So both of those are significantly lower than the previous week and disappointing. And then maybe that's a reflection of what the futures market has done, and that's the reason for the lower cash.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were hit hard as well today. We had corn down 6, beans down 8 to 8.5, and then the wheats made new lows. This is the lowest the Kansas City wheat has been since 2006. So a really disappointing wheat market. September was 389 and a quarter, down 16 and a quarter. And if you go out to July 2017, which is the crop we're about to plant, it was down 15 cents at 453 and a quarter. So really disappointing trade today in the wheat as that market made new lows. Now, all eyes for the corn and bean trade were on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour results. The overall corn yield looks like it's going to be, according to Pro Farmer, is going to be 170.2 bushels per acre. That's 14.728 billion bushels overall. And if you compare that to where the USDA yield of 175 is, that's quite a bit tighter, total of somewhere around 400 million bushels less than the USDA. So quite a bit lower there. The bean yield, according to Pro Farmer, was 49.3 bushels an acre, or 4.09 billion bushels. That's a pretty good crop there. So nothing really that much different in the beans, although the corn was just a little bit lower than the USDA.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.